Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Cryptosporidiosis is a gastrointestinal illness caused by the coccidian parasite Cryptosporidium. Zoonotic transmission of Cryptosporidium has been commonly associated with preween calf contact and consumption of raw milk. This outbreak is the first known record of a Cryptosporidium outbreak in the United States, where only contact with goats was implicated as the outbreak source. I will just tell you about it. On March 11, 2016, the Indiana State Department of Health received a call that four goats experiencing diarrhea had tested positive for Cryptosporidium after being purchased from a farm in Indiana on March 1st, hereafter known as Farm A, and that the caller and her two children had developed gastrointestinal symptoms after caring for the goats. Human illness with crypto was not confirmed, and all of the goats died. Two confirmed human cases of Cryptosporidium connected to Farm A were then identified in the following 2 months, March and April. The first was an Indiana resident who tested positive for Cryptosporidium on March 28th, who purchased two goats from March A on March 3rd. Who became ill with diarrhea. The second was a Michigan resident who was hospitalized with Cryptosporidium, who was reported to Indiana on May 5th, who purchased 14 goats from Farm A sometime in April, and all of those goats developed diarrhea and died. An outbreak investigation was launched, and we developed a hypothesis-generating questionnaire and requested sales records since February 1st from Farm A. During March, the Board of Animal Health and the ISDH made two separate visits to Farm A in response to complaints of goat and subsequent human illness. During these visits, it was noted that the farmer was not following best practices in goat husbandry that could have reduced illness among his herd. We received incomplete contact information for 27 separate sales to residents of Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio at Farm A from February 1st to May 5th. 12 of the 27 households were successfully interviewed and 15 were lost to follow-up. Two of the confirmed cases identified through routine surveillance were not included in the sales records, but we interviewed them as well. 14 total households comprised of 46 people were interviewed with an outbreak questionnaire. 26 were not ill and 20 were ill. Of the 20 ill, five were classified as suspect, 12 probable, and 3 confirmed cases. A suspect case was defined as a person who had contact with a goat purchased from Farm A between February 1st and May 5th who had subsequently experienced diarrhea. A probable case was defined as a suspect case who also had at least one additional symptom of crypto. A confirmed case was a probable case that also had a positive laboratory result for crypto. By definition, all of our cases reported diarrhea. Other common symptoms included abdominal pain, weight loss, and vomiting. 8 cases sought medical care, 2 of whom were hospitalized. 3 people were treated for Cryptosporidium. During the outbreak, a total of 92 goats were purchased. The median number of goats purchased per household was 3, with a range of 2 to 43 goats, and the median goat age at purchase was 3 weeks, range 1 to 168 weeks. 71% of households reported that goats they purchased from Farm A were ill, and of those, 80% were ill with diarrhea. 22 goats belonging to 5 separate households died after purchase. Of the people we interviewed, 97% reported that they did have contact with the purchased goats. So we were unable to calculate an odds of exposure to ill goats among cases for this outbreak, since no people reported illness if they didn't have contact with a sick goat from the farm. However, these data show a strong association between exposure to sick goats and human illness. The overall attack rate was 43% among individuals and 36% among households interviewed. The onset date of human illness ranged from March 5th to April 20th. The long period in which cases became ill suggests there was continued transmission of Cryptosporidium among goats at Farm A, including those that were born during the outbreak period. Although the outbreak lasted 8 weeks, all case patients became ill within 2 to 11 days after purchasing goats from the farm, which is consistent with the incubation period for Cryptosporidium. So in conclusion, all 20 cases reported living in a household with sick goats. The overall attack rate was 43% among individuals and 36% among households. And the 8-week-long outbreak period suggests continued transmission of crypto among the goats at Farm A. All case illness onset following goat purchase was consistent with the incubation period for Cryptosporidium. Recommendations identified during the site visit were tailored to goat husbandry practices at Farm A to reduce transmission of crypto between the goats. Additional recommendations were also made, including restricting goat sales to those animals that were not. And so not visibly ill with diarrhea and were old enough that they didn't require bottle feeding. The owner of Farm A was also instructed to comply with our sales record code from the Board of Animal Health to keep accurate records of the name, address, and telephone number of who he was selling goats to. I'd like to thank everyone who helped me with this outbreak and the CST Fellowship for in part funding this study.